This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, talking with everybody on the Third Watch tonight that's out there working, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truckers that are out there, especially the truckers, because you guys and girls are getting it done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now this hour to start things out, we have Amanda Mackey, who happens to be a lawyer and Republican strategist. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start. We do have a caller, but I'm going to start before I get to the caller with something that I got to ask you. And I'm going to play a short 20-second clip. Listen to what our correspondent Greg Cluxton has to say about the U.S. again, and I don't know where their brains are when they say this, but I'm just going to read the title, and then you listen to what they say, and then we'll talk about it real quick. U.S. pledges to assist Gaza without helping Hamas.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken said the U.S. will rally international support to aid Gaza, which suffered widespread destruction during an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. Blinken is on a mission to the Middle East this week, hoping to reinforce last week's ceasefire. He will not be meeting with Hamas, which does not recognize Israel's right to exist.
Now, my question is, how can you make a statement that you're going to give money to Gaza and not help Hamas when Hamas is running the show in Gaza and everything goes through Hamas?
Right. I mean, the money is funneled from whether it's Iran that sends to Hamas that funds, you know, the Houthi rebels. The money does come from other alternative sources. And so for Tony Blinken to make such a kind of silly comment like this, to say, well, we're going to go help when clearly it's Hamas that's running the show. It's not the Fatah. That's what he's going to say. He's going to say, well, no, it's the Fatah-controlled, you know, Palestinian National Authority that controls the Gaza Strip and certain West Bank areas, you know, A and B. But, you know, the reality is that he can say that, but it is Hamas that is controlling. It is Hamas that is perpetuating the violence. And you had a bill that the Republicans pushed on the House floor, and the Democrats, every single Democrat, to include every single Jewish American Democrat, opposed. It was a no vote on Israel security funding. they actually, you know, had a vote to strip funding for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in essence what the Democrats supported. So, you know, and then you have Senator Bernie Sanders, who was really pushing to stop this weapons sale to Israel, as was the squad, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the likes, to not help Israel be able to defend itself. So this is all part of one whole thing where they're trying to do everything that they can to mm-hmm. make it more difficult for Israel to mm-hmm. be able to defend itself. And quite frankly, I always say Israel is our eyes and ears mm-hmm. in the Middle East. Our strongest ally, for certain, and we need them to stop things like, Al Qaeda from doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me drift over here and get the caller that's on the line before we go to break. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Steve. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Yes, sir.
And I have a question for. I was wondering if you could give me a number to call, or I could leave my number so somebody could contact me in regards to help me out on Memorial Day. I'm 74 years old. My father was a World War II vet. I was not able to serve the country because I had an injury back in the 60s. And that's what I want to know. I want to help out and do something for the veterans on a day or two during the Veterans Day holiday. And as I said, I do take the bus, so I am quite able to get around into the Tampa area.
Where do you live?
Would you be able to help
Where do you live exactly?
I live in town and country. I live in the Rocky Creek, or as a friend of mine called it, Rocky Chair Village, Rocky Creek Village on Waters Avenue. So I have two buses there I can take.
All right, I've got your number. I'll call you back after the show, and I'll tell you where I think you can go, okay?
Very good. Now, listen, if I'm away from the phone, would you leave the number for my phone, please?
I can do that. Thank you. Okay. All right, Amanda, back to you. I want to get started here with, we're going to go to break, but real quick, let's do this. Let's jump in here real quick. The company involved in the Maricopa County Board ballot audit, their contract ran out, so they're backed out. They're not going to continue. This was a company out of Pennsylvania who had also audited the Pennsylvania ballots. Well, we'll have to do it on the other side, but I'll finish what I was going to say. The new company that's going to take your place is from Arizona. When we come back, we'll talk about that and wonder if there's something going on in Arizona that we don't know about, that maybe there's lawsuits coming. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back. And before I get back with Amanda Mackey, who is a attorney and Republican strategist, I want to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, you hear me talk about my buddy Sean, and he calls me at Moss Nissan, and I go up and I meet one of our listeners that buys a vehicle. That's something I do all the time, because I get a lot of people that come from the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast and Midwest. For example, the other day, a gentleman came down and bought the Titan of his dreams, an XD. It had all the chips in it that he needed to have. He wasn't able to get it up there where he was at because they didn't have the chips in it. So he came down here, bought a truck. He heard me talking about it on the radio and one of my affiliates, and guess what? Down he came, and I went up and shook his hand and said thank you, and he was shocked when I showed up. But Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring. You remember the free oil changes and tire rotation for life. Now, clean trade-ins, that's another big deal going on right now, commanding a great resale value. So your value of your vehicle has actually gone up, and you might not know this. If you go to Moss Nissan and have your vehicle appraised and you want to sell your vehicle, you are going to get more money than what you thought you were going to get. And it might be enough to not only give you the down payment for the vehicle you're going, but throw some extra money your way, and you can take a little vacation in your brand new vehicle. How about that one? So check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. I'll tell you where all the dealerships are here in a minute. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, if you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get tremendous deals on your vehicles at Moss Nissan. Now, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on North Florida Avenue in North Tampa. Don't forget, Moss, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch more moolah on your vehicle. All right, back to Amanda Mackey, and good morning again, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, the 1776 PAC which is something that some people know of, but not many, I don't think, because they just started up a short time ago. They are on a project this year which is very passionate and what I myself personally have been pushing. School boards. We've got to get control of the children's education school boards and turn this ship around. That's the place to do it. This is the time to do it, the local elections. And they've got a PAC that's now gathering money, is my understanding, to give to candidates that want to run for the school board. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So they just came out yesterday, and I believe the person who's heading it up, his name is Ryan Gerdersky. He was on with the Ingram Report last night talking about this. And in general, what they're trying to do is influence school board races. Now, the criticism is, well, school board races aren't supposed to be partisan. They're just supposed to be about, you know, the education of our children. Well, guess what? School board issues have become partisan.
Yeah.
How many of us watched on TV these school board hearings where the parents are going in and giving these impassioned pleas, please open the schools back up. Please stop making my kid wear a mask. And we've done such a great job of that in Florida where, you know, Governor DeSantis has had schools open since August. Kids have been playing sports since August without a mask. You know, this stuff is really, you know, antithetical to us here in Florida. We don't understand it because we've been open. But unfortunately for the children around the rest of the country, over 50% have not been in school full time, mm-hmm. have not been getting an in-person learning education. So these have become very political issues. But it's not just the COVID issues. It's not just the teachers' unions making up the policies and the Biden administration going with what teachers' unions want instead of what's actual reality,
mm-hmm.
Like kids just going back to school and getting their education. But you have these things that are being taught in the curriculum, like critical race theory. And I wrote an article on this in the Washington Times last week. If you go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page, you'll see it. But, you know, you have things like critical race theory being taught in schools, which in essence, you know, pits American child against American child and says, you know, white and Asian kids have an advantage in math and science over black and brown kids, so we shouldn't teach advanced math, science, or technology. I mean, what a stupid thing to say when China's out there eating our lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You have the 1619 Project, which basically, you know, takes a very racist stance, saying that America's a racist country. It was founded on racist principles, and that should be taught in schools. Again, pitting American child against American child. And then you have Black Lives Matter, and you have these diversity and inclusion and all those things that, you know, are really becoming part of the academic curriculum when it should be about getting kids back to school, getting them learning, making sure they're still on their level, on their, you know, grade level,
right,
to be able to graduate after a year of lockdowns and COVID where kids haven't really learned in person for the most part. And most educators would agree they're behind. Instead, you have this focus. Now, what this PAC does is it raises money for school board candidates. Now, maybe you're living in Florida and you say, well, we don't need it here in Florida. Here's the problem, is that these local school boards have been able to hire consultants from places like Washington, D.C. and New York and San Francisco,
sure,
to influence their curriculum. So while, you know, the state may be saying critical race theory is banned, you have the local school people being able to set the curriculum, and maybe they don't have something that says critical race theory, but they could still be pursuing policies that most Americans wouldn't want their kids to be learning in school. So it is important that we try to influence these school board elections, and it's really important that this PAC started to be able to gather funds from people like you and me to be able to steer those to the candidates for school board, who can make sure that our kids aren't learning the garbage that, you know, they're teaching out there.
Yeah, George is telling me that children are being harassed for wearing anything that's got Trump on it, while teachers are wearing Black Lives Matter stuff, and that's okay.
Well, that's a perfect example. I mean, why is it okay to wear that, not okay to wear Trump, you know, Trump paraphernalia?
Well, I go back to the days where some schools used to wear uniforms. Remember that?
Well, I went to Catholic school, so I know, and that's a good thing. But even some public schools, you know, some of these charter schools. And, you know, Ron DeSantis did a great job winning with, I mean, he won only by 30,000 votes in a lot of those. You know, what put him over the edge were a lot of those that made the difference for the African-American moms who wanted school choice.
Yeah.
Because they don't want their kids to be learning garbage. And, you know, I'll never forget this impassioned plea I heard from a mother in Loudoun County, Virginia, at one of these school board meetings where she just said, you know, I'm obviously African-American mom, but I think this is racist what you're teaching children, and I don't think my child should be subject to this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really backwards way of looking at things. And, you know, I'm a minority myself. And when I think of the way I was growing up, we were never pitted against each other. Kids just learn to get along. I mean, that's what this is supposed to be about. Instead, mm-hmm. you're actually having kids in mm-hmm. some schools as early as kindergarten
mm-hmm.
Be given flesh colored crayons so they can notate what their color skin is.
Okay. Let's switch gears to this, because people are very concerned right now about two things. Number one, illegal immigration, which also includes a chain migration, and securing the border. It's been proven where that wall has been built, they're going around the wall, out of their way to find the opening where they can come in to the country. And by the way, the border's not closed. I keep seeing hundreds of people coming in at a time on television.
The border's not closed. You have, you know, it's been 63 days since Kamala Harris was tasked with, you know, the border crisis. 63 days. Have we heard one word out of Kamala Harris's mouth?
We're not going to.
But we're not going to. Mm-hmm. But the point is that isn't that what you're tasked to do? Isn't that your job? So what are you doing? She's not doing anything, and neither is Biden. And, again, I've said this a million times, this is by design. Because if they talk about it, they go down there, if they do anything, media has to write about it. Media has nothing good to write about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what's crazy is to hear Secretary Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, say in a Senate hearing that this is Trump's fault. This is all because of Trump's fault. Excuse me, Trump kept the homeland safe. Year over year, we have a 1,000% increase in migrants at our southern border. So tell me how this is Trump's fault. Trump kept the homeland safe. He built the wall. He did the, you know, did away with the catch and release program. He did the Remain in Mexico policy program. All of those things that Biden did away with is what actually kept us safe.
All right. Here comes the music. We're going to lose you. I'll talk to you next week. Have yourself a great week and stay low.
Thank you.
All right. That's our good friend Amanda Mackey, lawyer, regular contributor to the program, Republican strategist. She's on Newsmax TV a lot. She's on One America News a lot. She writes for the Washington Examiner a lot. You'll hear more about her soon. I'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright about the Middle East.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate confirmed Kristen Clark to head the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. Clark was confirmed with a close 51-48 vote Tuesday afternoon. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, did not vote, and Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, was the only GOP vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Clark was unfit for the Justice Department due to her past political comments. Steve Bannon, former aide to President Trump on Tuesday, won dismissal of an indictment that accused him of defrauding donors to a fund to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. The wall remains unfinished. Over 1,100 pounds of methamphetamine concealed in a watermelon shipment were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in California last week. The bust was made last Tuesday at the Otay Mesa port of entry after authorities stopped an unnamed 47-year-old Mexican national driving a truck with a trailer. Otay Mesa is 8 miles east of Tijuana, Mexico. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
All righty. Joe says to buy a shotgun, so we'll run on and buy a shotgun. All righty, this portion of the program, my conversations with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Now, there's an Everglades Equipment Group within the sound of my voice because, see, we go all over the state of Florida, and there's a whole bunch of them around Florida, and there's one on 114th Street over there in Pinellas Park. That's the closest one to me right here in my local area. But if you're listening to me out there at one of my affiliates, and you know those green machines, a.k.a. John Deere, nothing runs like a deer, then stop by and check them out, because Everglades Equipment Group has reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, and they can repair just about anything you bring in there, too. Now, tell them the captain sent you, and maybe you'll get a little extra something. It might give you a little John Deere cap or one of those Everglades caps. Those aren't bad. So check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, we have on the telephone my good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, down Bradenton Way. And Colonel Wright, thanks again very much for being on the program.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Now, we talked last week, and we got a house of fire going here because people are going, holy cow, I didn't know that. We left off talking about the Middle East, about the continuation of the nation state not being dead. Now, this is a clash of cultures and discussions about Palestinians versus Israelis, and the people that understand it better than we do are the Russians, the Chinese, and Iran, right?
That's right. You know, for decades now, I've read things, and of course I had to teach, those that talk about the clash of cultures discussions, and quite honestly, it ties in very closely, conceptually with what Amanda was talking about, here internal to the United States, the idea of diversity and inclusion, and a clash of cultures. That's true. Mm-hmm. There's no denying that in the Middle East and in the world that there is a clash of cultures, and a part of that clash of cultures is fundamentals of the Islamic faith and the Judeo-Western culture. But I think part of that is recognized by those nations, ironically, like Russia, China, Iran, that know that the nation state is not dead, mm-hmm. and that this is essentially about power. It's not a clash of faith. It's not a clash of things like, oh, you just need to understand it a little bit better in order to come around on it. Now, it's very much about power. But they recognize that if it could be painted in such a way that is simply a clash of cultures, and if they could feed that to the folks on the ground that feel like they have been robbed of a culture, because the Islamic Empire was a very proud empire.
Yeah.
It was very extensive. I mean, there's no denying that there's a great advances in astronomy and science that occurred to that, but the culture itself failed to catch up with, and of course the Western European powers and the rise of those empires outpaced it, captured that right there, and so it came as a surprise. So this day, particularly amongst the young unemployed men that don't have jobs throughout the Middle Eastern culture and other places of the world and Islamic faith, there's a little bit of an inferiority complex in there because they're taught and they've come to grasp the idea that mm-hmm. this has been taken, stolen from them, mm-hmm. not unlike some of the critical race theory that we hear about in the United States. Mm-hmm. It's different, but it's very similar as well. So it's easy to get them riled up, for them to blame the Golden Arches that's down the street from them mm-hmm. and the Western culture for having robbed them of something, which is a shame mm-hmm. because they can't recapture any of the glory of the things that led to them actually having advances. And if they don't recognize, they won't do that. So instead, yeah. we get involved in what devolves into physical clashes, terrorism, yeah. and the likes of that.
Now, I'll bet you the peace through strength idea that we had with our past presidents has gone out the window, because it seems that the military focus and our national interest, which was based on pretty much peace through strength, has gone by the wayside right now.
It has. You know, I read the other day an article in National Review, and it asked that question. It says, hey, can the idea, one, of peace through strength, which is really taking a very rational America first is what we call it, but it's really
yep, yep.
what has always been called our national interest. What is our general national security interest? What is the what would support our interests the best in the long term? And we've gone away from the two regional conflict. We realized, one, we couldn't afford, and what's sustainable to follow what started in the Bush administration to have two regional conflicts, because that was very army boots on the ground centric. Instead, it was looking at, hey, 12 years ago, Lieutenant General McNamara looked at it. He says, hey, we can't sustain that. We got to quit looking at the Middle East in a microcosm, because what goes on in the Middle East is tied in very much with Southeast Asia. What China does and what Russia does, even though they are independently seeking power, and either one of them like to that, but they understand that. Iran understands that, and they use Iran as a tool, and they use the Islamic radicals as tools for that. They get it. We don't. But the new strategy that we're starting to pursue, we didn't see to fruition, was one that says, hey, we got to look at what are the ways in which we can, instead of expending great expenses of our blood mm-hmm. and still protect our national interests through a Navy and the Air Force and things like that, and then to be able to react only in very hot spots with that minimal force was needed to get boots on the ground, instead of saying, hey, we have to deploy divisions and whole brigades and to fight two regional conflicts. We've gone away from that. So the fear is under the Biden administration, which has become kind of driven by a very woke Department of Defense,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of separating all this, kind of takes in the other things. And so we're going to forget mm-hmm. that we do that. And then a little bit of corporate cronyism, the thing that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about being afraid that, we do have corporate Americans that were invested and they make money mm-hmm. off of selling military goods, which are not necessarily in the strategic interest or feed the national interest of us.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to build a Navy and Air Force that will do that. And we will put money into things that will not serve our national interest. And in the end, we'll pay the price because we won't be able to rack the things the way we need to.
Now, I don't like saying things about poor star generals, but in this case, I'm going to make an exception. Lloyd Austin. There was this little group called ISIS that was allowed to build up all across the caliphate through there because General Austin was the one in charge of pulling the troops out of Iraq and the Middle East when we left there under Barack Obama. And how'd that work out?
Well, I'll tell you, and of course, his place in administration, like all those on the cabinet of the Biden administration, it's not driven by middle-of-the-road Joe nonsense. I mean, Joe is not middle-of-the-road. All you have to do, as I know you have talked about often, is take a look at the kind of folks that are actually running the current administration. And unfortunately, the direction that the nation is going, both domestically and internationally. And, of course, those two can't be separated, not in my current world.
Yeah, Colonel, we got about a minute and a half left, and I want to talk about the fact you lived for 2 years in Israel, and then, of course, you were deployed over there in the region. That gave you a great passion for what it is you're talking about. And we appreciate, the listeners, I've got a lot of great compliments about you. They appreciate you telling it like it is about the Middle East, because people don't hear this.
Yeah, I'll save another day to talk about how that feeds my Second Amendment passion, just based upon my experience elsewhere in the world, in Iraq and Israel. But I had a discussion with somebody who's an American Israeli citizen who I lived with in Israel and worked with over there. And they've been in communication with a gal that has been over there for about a decade. She's part of the diaspora, talking about what it was like to be under the dome and knowing that out of thousands of rockets, from time to time, soldiers did that. And it occurred to me that in America, many of the Americans that are living in our lawless urban areas right now are just now getting a taste for what it is like to be an Israeli, and it always has been, to live under that kind of threat. And not having a culture that allows you to have defense and relying on others to provide that defense for you. And so there was genuine fear that, of course, that in the media, they don't talk about that. They don't talk about, I think, thank God, the casualties on the Israeli side were small because it was a defensive measure. It was, and it always has been. But the Gaza is the most densely populated place on earth. So it's easy, and it should be of no surprise that Hamas is going to deploy and launch its weaponry, and that it's going to occupy buildings that are coincidental with United Nations and other forces right there, some of whom are very well aware that Hamas is there. Some of them are ignorant, willfully ignorant.
Colonel, we got to run. We've run out of time. But again, Minnesota Patriots is the new name of Tea Party Manatee. They can find you there, and they can also find you at the, the Minnesota what?
I'm with the Many County Republican Liberty Caucus, and I'm also with the Minnesota Veterans, and so I work veterans issues as well.
All right, thank you very much, Colonel. Look forward to talking to you next week. We'll continue the discussion.
My pleasure.
All right, Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Be right back with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located down there in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And they are absolutely the best at what they do when it comes to blinds, shades, shutters, all made in the U.S. of A. Remember, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And just like everybody else in the world today, they're hiring. So if you need a job, stop by. Installers or salespeople as well. All right, joining us right now from the Consumer Quarterback Show, who I saw yesterday in here recording his show, was Brandon Rimes, and here he is on the phone. Good morning, Brandon.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Captain.
Now, I got to talk to you about something here because a lot of people are really concerned. You know, people go out and they buy a house, and the price of the house is, let's say, $299,500, and they buy it for that price. They get it financed for that price. And all of a sudden, the houses that are being built, there's a $93,000 cost on top of that. How the hell do you finance that if you got a $300,000 loan?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the price inflation, the materials, the supply chain, COVID restrictions. It's all to blame, and it's unveiling itself as unprecedented, challenges within the housing industry. And National Association of Realtors, the chief economist, Lawrence Young, he's got an article where he came out recently, talking about consumer spending will spend massive amounts of savings, but also do more shopping, restaurant travel, and in-person house hunting. But with all that said, it's one of the challenges right now is that it's a 50-year, the hottest housing market that we've seen in 50 years. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it's going to go south real quick if this goes on because people aren't going to be able to get the money. They go to buy a new house, a brand new house. People are excited about it. I hear them talking about it all the time. Oh, man, our house is being built for us. And then all of a sudden, oh, excuse me, you owe another $93,000. And they hit you with that. Then not every bank is going to go, okay, no problem. Not every bank's going to do that.
Well, I would recommend also that your listeners reach out to a construction law attorney. Because it's different than a real estate law, it's different. Mm-hmm. Depending on what contracts they have signed, you might want to consult with a construction lawyer because it's a different animal. And unless they've written that into the contract where these increases, in a lot of cases they didn't. Especially if you signed your deal, maybe over 60 or 90 days ago,
right?
You may be still protected. But as of late, the builders have wised up and they have put some of these inflation and escalation clauses in their contracts.
Yeah. Now, home prices in March were 13.2% higher than compared with the March the year before. And that was well above the 11.8% gain that was expected. Now, that's the biggest year-over-year gain since the heady house bubble gains of 2005. And how long do you think this is going to continue?
Well, I think it's going to be regional too. I mean, those are national statistics, I believe, that you're referring
right.
to.
Right.
So if we break it down to, our listening area in South Florida, and I know you're nationwide, but just think about this when you look at migration patterns. So the migration patterns have generally always been, from north to south, people looking to escape the cold weather, the cold winters. So you still have those patterns. And then, of course, some from the northeast going down southwest and to our area. But also now there's been unprecedented, as the general was saying, Lefty Joe, he's not Central Joe. He's Lefty Joe, and then all his mayors are following suit. So the challenging now is also from blue to red, blue states to red states, and also big cities to rural areas. So I think that's your key factor to keep an eye on. And then housing inventory suffering because of the supply chain that we just aforementioned.
Okay, now, as the consumer quarterback and the show that you have, you advise a lot of people about a lot of different things. And I think right now fraud has got to be up near the top, again, as always, running rampant.
Yeah, it sure is. And it comes in a lot of different forms. It comes as links that you click on your emails and text messages. It comes on fraudulent phone calls and they're on dialers. So a lot of times if you answer the phone, you say hello and you can tell that they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you hear a click and then you hear a call center in the background with all kinds of people talking in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Just hang up the phone because that's a call center calling you. There's different types of fraud. So you've got to be diligent as a consumer to try to understand and see it and
block the number. Block the number.
That's right.
Yeah, I do that. I do that all the time. Now, let me tell you something. I got a call the other day. Now, you're going to love this. I'm going to do this in my broadcast voice because that's the way it sounded. This is the Internal Revenue Service, and we are calling you because an identity theft is possible on your account. Please call such and such a number, such and such an extension right away so we can confirm your information and make sure you have your birth certificate and your driver's license to identify yourself with you. And I saw that's what it said, and I listened to the call because I knew it was a fraud call because they'll never call you.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just trying to fish for information. They're always trying to fish for information, and if they say also something to the effect that, oh, you've got all this money, you won this money, your Amazon rebate
right.
card, or whatever they say, but you just need to pay us a little bit of money to unlock that big amount of money.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It'll only cost you $99.99 to get you $3,000.
Yeah, because you got to unlock the savings or unlock the pay for the postage. it's ridiculous.
All right, well, listen, we run out of time, but I want you to give everybody the website and the phone number for you.
Yeah, hey, guys, you can reach us out. This is Brandon Rhymes, the Consumer Quarterback. Our website is consumerqb.com, consumerqb, like quarterback.com. And then you can reach directly on our hotline. You can call or text 813-750-0550. 813-750-0550. That's our hotline.
And we will talk to you next week, and I'll tell everybody how to hear your show. So thank you very much, Brandon.
Thanks, Captain. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Brandon Rhymes is the Consumer Quarterback, and he's heard on my flagship station Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. So you can hear him here in the Tampa area, my flagship station, Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. And then he's played on the weekend at various times. Plus, he's also himself around the country on various different sites. So consumerqb.com gets you to him, and he'll definitely help you. He's just there for you. He helps people from all around the country. So if you have a question or need an answer, consumerqb.com is where you go. Now, I'm going to be at the gun show Saturday in Largo at the Largo Event Center. That's the old Minreg Center over on 126th Street North, which is between Gulf to Bay. Let's see, Roosevelt Gulf to Bay right there at 19. That's where the names change on down to Olmerton. It's on the west side of the highway. You get over in the service road when you get down Roosevelt Gulf to Bay, and it's going to be down there. Maybe a mile or so, make the right turn, you go right over to the Largo Event Center. It used to be the Minbrig Center, and it's under new management. They've got it all painted up, spruced up. It looks a lot better than what it did, and it's a great place for a day to come out and see all the different things they're going to have. Guns, knives, military surplus, tents, fishing equipment, bows and arrows, you name it. They have all that stuff there. And then come Monday, I'll be up at Moss Nissan at Newport Richey, and we'll be up there with the tailgate truck for the big party with some games and food, and bring the family out. It's a family-friendly event. You want to take a test ride in one of those GTRs or one of the sports cars they got, or maybe a big Titan XD or something like that. You can do all that, too, see what it's all about. No strings attached, because it's all about Memorial Day is all about remembering those that didn't come back. That's what it's all about. And we will honor that and remember that. And by the way, you'll be able to watch the flag go to full mast and back down to half mast at 12 noon, which is when we do that. Okay. I'll be right back with more tonight. 2 a.m. all across the country. You guys take care. Be careful. Be careful. It's all about America in this program. God bless America. I'll see you tonight. Take care, everybody.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.